So we were discussing yesterday, we point out the source of Shiva is the pasuk in Amos. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, Daf Chaf, that we learn out from a pasuk in Amos, which compares Avelus and Avel to the Chag. And also the Gemara assumes that Chag is 7 days. There are many Chagim, but the Chag, I guess we're going with Passover and in Eretz Yisrael. We keep an extra day, but fundamentally it's only 7 days. So just like Yontif is 7 days, so too Avelus is 7 days. And it's from the contrast, we're always comparing and contrasting a Yontif versus Avelus, because we all know the halacha is that there is no Avelus on Yontif, that there's Avelus during the week on a regular day, but if Yontif comes during Avelus, so then the halacha is the Yontif knocks off the Avelus. In other words, whether it's Shiva, Shloshim, whatever it might be, the Yontif, you can't have Avelus and Yontif coinciding at the same time. At least Avelus b'fahestu anyway. It's a machlokas Rishonim. Could you have Avelus b'tzina? We assume even b'tzina we don't do Avelus on Yontif. On Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of simcha. There's only a lower level of oneg, so we assume you can't have Avelus b'tzina. I mean, the biggest proof is on Shabbos you can, you do. What I mean is the biggest proof is that we have that Shiva, Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. Again, one reason else you never, if that was true, you never have a Shiva. If Shabbos, by definition, you can never have a Shiva because Shabbos will break up the Avelus. So number one is we have Avelus Pitzina on Shabbos, and according to many Rishonim on Yontif, we don't even, Yontif, the basic difference is that Yontif, we don't even have Avelus Pitzina, but on Yontif, on Shabbos, we have it, we have a Pitzina, not Befahesia, not publicly. And so that we always find that there's, and so either Yontif will either knock off the Shiva, or what happens, or you're not going to have it on Yontif either. Like if someone dies on Yontif, you're not going to have it anyway, because the person, the kvura didn't even begin. So because how do we know there's no Avelus on Yontif? Because the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, I think Yudalad on Mebeis, the Gemara talks about because we have a mitzvah, the Rabbim overrides the mitzvah of the Yachid. The public mitzvah of Simcha, the whole Jewish people are obligated in celebrating Yontif. Avelus is a private affair, and therefore the public mitzvah of Simchas Yontif overrides the private mitzvah of Avelus. We see it on a similar level. That's why when a chassan's in a minyan, so you don't say tachanun, because that's it's kind of like a public simcha. If an avel, let's say it's not davening at home, so in a home and an avel, you don't do tachanun, let's say. But if an avel comes to shul, he might not do different things, but it doesn't affect the tzibur. When it comes to avelus, it's a private affair. Unless, of course, maybe Tisha B'Av will be the exception to the rule, when it's an avelus to Rabban for Klal Yisrael. The Tisha B'Av is the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. According to the Rambam, it's a universal day of avelus. It's not just limited to the Churban Habayis. That's why the Bris Gerov others spoke about having Yom HaShoah, having it on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av already has been established by Chazal as the day where all, any tragedy that happened, any tragedy that will happen, will be, we mourn on Tisha B'Av. Yeah.
I thought it was a Sar B'Tavis that said some of the poskim held that it was.
Yeah. So it's obviously referring to, there was a discussion for those who lost members, family members in the Holocaust and have no idea what happened to them, where they are, when they died. So I think it's the chief rabbinate which picked Asara B'Tavis, which we had recently, Yom HaKloli, I forgot what they called it, but that was the day to pick for you. How do I pick a yahrzeit? How do I know when so the chief rabbinate picked Asara B'Tavis as the day, as Yom HaKloli. That's the day that if someone doesn't know, they pick that day. So interesting why this place
put them up.
Yeah, well, in terms of, yeah, what, in terms of Tisha B'Av, and yeah, so, um, in, So it could be not this. So why would they pick that? They decided to have I have a new lie because there's a why did they pick Asara B'Teves, not B'Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is always a day of mourning. So perhaps the reason is because what happened in Asara B'Teves? We really don't know. In other words, really, historically speaking, each day, like before, we know, like Tisha B'Av, Churban Abayis, Yud Zayin Tamas, things happen regarding, as the Navi Zechariah tells us, the Rosh Zechel Churban. But in Jewish history, things happen well before. What happened on Yud Zayin Tamas? Biblically,
surrounded, preached the walls.
Right, no, before that, in the Chumash.
Oh, by
the Meragim. The Meragim was the ninth of Av, right? Right, that's what happened. We say the Meragim happened on the ninth of Av, and Moshe breaking the Luchos. We had different events happening. So the question is, what happened
Karban
on?
Karban Tamid was also
battle. Yeah, so a whole bunch of things. Yeah, so what happened on Asara B'Teves? There is no, we don't know. So I saw Rabbi Fisher, in one of his svarim, brings down, he says, Ulai, he can't prove it, but he thinks, you know what happened? He has a remez ledavar. He thinks that was the day of Mechiras Yosef. He thinks that's the day that Yosef was sold by his brothers, because Tevis is the month of the Tli. Every month has its own mazel. So the Tli, the goat, that's where they took Yosef. They dumped his coat, his multicolored coat, in goat's blood. So he says, even though I don't have a raya to it, a complete raya, but perhaps, and because he's looking, because everything happened, and if that was the day, that's the day where Klal Yisrael is responsible for everyone. So therefore, perhaps they picked Asara B'Teves, right? Because as opposed, maybe, maybe the simple pshat, they just wanted to make a distinction. That's a day of public mourning. We're talking about private. We're saying, for me, for that person who lost their loved one, so why give them another day, like Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael is in mourning, I guess you could argue, do you prefer have everything all on the same day or not? But if you want, like, you want your own day for your parents or your, whoever you lost, so therefore that's Asara B'Teves. Again, so the bottom line, I guess, in theory, you could pick any date. I mean, Asara B'Teves, you're just picking, it's not, you know, they figured that was an appropriate day. But in theory, if you're picking Asara B'Teves, you could pick any other day you want also, if you want, and just keep it as a yahrzeit. Because number one, yahrzeit's a minig, and obviously you have to pick a day where it's a day where you could observe a yahrzeit. Meaning you could go, but assuming you're going to fast on a yahrzeit, which is a discussion, then you pick a day where you're allowed to fast on. You definitely can't pick a day, make up a day, and then fast on a day like Hanukkah or something, so... Because even if Hanukkah is your yahrzeit, you can't fast. So you could, unless of course you pick a day like that, so you can't fast for whatever your reasons are. But so maybe Asara B'Teves is it started off Mechiras Yosef was a personal tragedy, which has ended up being a tragedy not only for Yaakov Avinu, for the whole Klal Yisrael. So maybe Ulai, that's the day. But Asara B'Teves is the day picked for that. So getting back, so the Gemara says, the public mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private mitzvah of Aveles. So it's a machlokes. Everyone agrees to the results, but it's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Bali Tos is how you learn the Gemara. According to the Rambam, Bizman Hazeh, both Simchas Yantif and Aveles Yom Rishon, they're both biblical. They're both biblical mitzvahs. So the way the Rambam learns the Gemara and other Rishonim, the public biblical mitzvah of Simchas Yantif overrides the private biblical mitzvah of mourning. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara, because he holds Aveles Yom Rishon is biblical. Us B'nai Ashkenaz hold that even Aveles is only Drabbanan today, even Yom Rishon. And so, and Tosis writes, and that's the way, you know, the way the Bali Tosis learned the Gemara is, the public rabbinical mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private rabbinical mitzvah of Aveles, and that's why there is no Aveles. So whichever way you learn, is you're not going to have Aveles or Yantif. My nafka mina between those, the Rambam and the Bali Tosis, in theory, B'nai Ashkenaz and B'nai Sfar. I'll give you a nafka mina. The nafka mina is when you have, let's say, what do you do when someone dies during Chol HaMoed Sukkot or Chol HaMoed Pesach? Do I have to wait to after Yantif for the burial? When do I do the Kfura? Yeah, so if you die on Yantif, either way, whether if you die on Yantif or if you die on Chol HaMoed, everyone agrees you do burial on Chol HaMoed. as we said, covered hamesh, and Achman got the body light. However, Avelis wouldn't begin until after Yantiv's over. You clearly do the burial, and for the parents, a discussion about Kriya, we assume even for sure on parents you do Kriya also, but you do the Avelis on, you do the Kfura during Yantiv. That's not a discussion. The question, when is Avelis Yom Rishon begin? So according to those Rishonim who say that Avelis Yom Rishon is biblical, so here I want to, so what do you do in the following? The Nafkamina is, or is it a Nafkamina? So it was clear. We said, according to Rambam, we have a public biblical versus a private biblical. Okay, so nothing to talk about. According to Tosfos, nothing to talk about. What about when you have a public rabbinical versus a private biblical? In other words, according to the Ram, those Rishonim, Yontif Sheni, according to everyone, is only Durabanan. So you have a public rabbinical mitzvah. According to Ashkenaz, there's no discussion. It's okay. You have a public rabbinical versus we don't begin Avelis until after Yontif. But according to the Rambam and those Rishonim, you would begin Avelis on Yontif Sheni, because that's the way. So what do we do halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, we make a compromise because we have a general rule by Avelis. The Ramban writes in Torah Adam, halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avelis. When it comes to Avelis, we're lenient. It is a general rule. So in terms of any type of dispute, we'll always go with the lenient view. So what's our compromise? What do we do? So we do is we count Yontif Sheni as day one, but we don't start sitting Avelis until after Yontif. So in other words, normally we have 6 days and change. We have seven, as we learned from the Pasuk, that we learned out. It's like Yontif seven total, but we really have six and change because we have halacha at the end of the unit, Mixus Hayom Kekulo. We have the end of the day, a little bit of the day, it's like the whole day. The Ramban even writes, we say Mixus Halayla Kalayla. In Judaism, the day begins at night. According to the Ramban, you don't even need to do you sit Shiva, let's say, that night, and it's over. We don't pass them like the Ramban. We assume you sit in the morning. So we have a principle, Mixus Hayom Kekulo. So according to the Ramban, so we have six and change. In this case, you'd have five and change because day one, Yontif Sheni would count as day one. So you end up sitting 5 days and a little bit. That's the way we assume. If someone has a burial on Yontif, so what we do is we count Yontif Sheni as day one. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, there is no Yontif Sheni, assuming you're in Ben Eretz Yisrael. If you're someone who keeps 2 days in Israel, it's the same Shiloh. So you count day one, you keep Yontif, but you count day one as we count it as number one of the count, and then you'd only have to count five. You'll have five more days in change. In other words, let's say Yontif Sheni is on Monday and Tuesday, so you'd start counting from Monday. So Monday would be day one. So when you're actually sitting, it would be day two already. So I'm saying instead of having 6 days in change, you'll have 5 days in change. So that's how we assume that would be the nafkamina between those Rishonim, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is Dereis or not. So we assume B'nai Ashkenaz, all Avelis is Drabanan. Right. And therefore, it wouldn't be an issue. So, but we go, because halacha divrei hameko, we also go like that halacha, because since it's a machlokas on any kula, on any time we could go a kula by Avelis, we do. Right. But not any, most, to the effort. So l'maisa, we'd only keep, we'd start doing Avelis after Yanta, but Yanta Sheni we count as day one.
Do other posts can hold that it's, that Aninus is Dereisa?
Well, yes and no. But everyone, you know, today with halacha we don't have anina. So, everyone agrees that the pasuk in Lo Sava, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimeni, the clearly being an oni, but it means regarding that was dealing with karbanos, the ma'aser sheni, and some machlokas in the Gemara Zvachim, whether is the first day, the next, what about the first night? But that's a discussion on aninas. Avelis, that's the machlokas. Oni is a pasuk in the Chumash. Like, there's no specific pasuk. You know, by Yaakov, we learn out, by Yaakov, Avel, Shev, Hashem, which we don't, but so that you have a machlokas by Avelis, whether it's the Reis, the Drabban, and Yom Rishon. Oni, everyone agrees it's the Reis. Today, we don't have aninas. Today, we have a concept of Petor Min HaMitzvahs. That's only a Din Drabbanan. that's really the halacha is it's when you have a mace in front of you. Misha meso mutu lefanav, we have. It's not really it. We call it aninus, as Rav Soloveitcher likes, because it's easy to write hilchas onen instead of hilchas meso mutu lefanav, but it's not really onen. You'll have to continue tomorrow. Same time. Yeah.